Every step a prayer, every step in peace, every step in balance, every step with ease. Walk with awareness, walk with love, walk with awareness, guided from above. Every step a prayer, every step in peace, every step in balance, every step with ease. Walk gentle and tender, with all of you surrender. Walk in your power, softly as a flower. receive, give and receive, give and receive the blessing. Give and receive, give and receive, give and receive the blessing. Give and receive, give and receive, give and receive the blessing. Give and receive, give and receive, give and receive the blessing. Give and receive, give and receive, give and receive the blessing. Give and receive, give and receive, give and receive the blessing. Give and receive, give and receive, give and receive the blessing. Give and receive, give and receive, give and receive the blessing. Give and receive, give and receive. Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. Today we have fiery and rebellious music for you and a discourse by Osho in which he talks about a true rebel. Just sit back and relax and most of all, enjoy.
Adolf Hitler was insane, playing all his deadly games. So was Stalin, Genghis Khan, and Timur-Lane. Looking in the rearview mirror, we see all the faults and errors, but we miss the bullshit that we're stepping in. But when the shit hits the fan, we'll be in the frying pan, once again repeating all that just went wrong. When the shit hits the fan, hold your breath if you can. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong. They say history repeats all those sad and stupid deeds, but that was then and we have come a long, long way. And the leaders we've got now are of a different breed somehow. Good old cowboys from Texas here parade. But when the shit hits the fan, we'll be in the frying pan, once again repeating all that just went wrong. When the shit hits the fan, hold your breath if you can. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong. Right way, you will never go astray if you close your eyes and follow all the rest. 10 billion flies just can't be wrong. Eat more crap and sing along. Trust your leaders, cause they know just what's the best. But when the shit hits the fan, we'll be in the frying pan, once again repeating all that just went wrong. When the shit hits the fan, hold your breath if you can. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong.
The discourse today is from the series The Revolution. Osho talks about verses of the Indian poet and mystic Kabir. Kabir was coming from a poor family of weavers. He both opposed Islamic and Hindu tradition in his time. We're talking about 1400 something. And according to Osho, Kabir was a true rebel. Osho has talked about Kabir in different series of discourses. The Path of Love, The Guest, The Divine Melody. And today there's a discourse from the series The Revolution number 3.
Thank you. the sutras. God is asking, are you looking for me? Are you looking for me? I'm in the next seat. Your shoulder is against mine. You will not find me in stupas, nor in Indian shrine rooms, nor in the synagogue, nor in cathedrals, nor in masses, nor kirtans, nor in legs twisted around the neck, nor in eating nothing but vegetables. When you look for me, you will find me instantly. Kabir says, student, tell me, what is God? Go slowly. Sever each word of this strange man. Are you looking for me? God asking man. Yes, that has been always so. God is always asking you, are you looking for me? Of course you don't hear, because you are so full of noise. You are so full of your own noise. You can't hear this still small voice within your heart. And God has been asking and asking. He asks every moment of your life. Day in, day out. Year in, year out. He asks when you are happy. He asks when you are not happy. He asks when you are awake. He asks when you are asleep. He goes on asking. In each beat of your heart, the question waits for you. Are you looking for me? Don't go far away. Don't search me somewhere else. Because God says, I am here. I am in the next seat. Your shoulder is against mine. This is one of the most profound sayings. Get deep into it. Dig it. He is in your wife. He is in your friend. He is in the children playing on the street. He is in your friend, he is in your foe. Because only he is. He is in these birds singing. And in the trees. In me and in you. Yes, he is in the next seat. He is in your neighbor. And where are you going to seek him? People go far away. They travel to the Himalayas. They go to Tibet. For what? For whom? For God? As if God is not here. They look into the scriptures. They search into the past, in the Vedas, and in the Bible, and in the Quran, as if God has ceased to be, as if God is no more a contemporary. As if for God you have always to go into the past. As if in those days he used to exist, and now he has ceased to exist. Are you imagining God in some afterlife when you will have left this body and this earth? Then in heaven, in some imagined dreamland, you will find God. Kabir says he is here. He is now. The here and the now consist only of him and nothing else. To look for him somewhere else is just a way to avoid him. That's an escape from God. You are befooling yourself. Looking for him somewhere else is just a way of avoiding him. It is just a way so that you need not look here now. People go to the temples and to the synagogue and to the churches just to avoid him, because he is there in their houses. He is in your every breath. You need not go anywhere. Come home and you will find him. Don't go anywhere. That is the sure way of not finding him. That's why you have not been able to find him up to now. Because you don't look close by. And he is by the corner. He is in the breeze that comes and plays with your hair. And he is in the sun rays, dancing on your face, and he is in the lake. Start looking for him at close quarters. And one day you will be surprised that he is your within beyond. Are you looking for me? I am in the next seat. Your shoulder is against mine. Contemplate on this. Imbibe this. Just feel the shoulder of your neighbor. For a moment, remember it. I am in the next seat. Your shoulder is against mine. No, it looks not possible. In the neighbor, in your wife, in your husband, in your child, your mind says no. That is bringing God too much down on the earth. And we have become accustomed to keep him far away. It is safer to keep him far away. You need not worry about him. He is happy in his heaven and you are happy here. And there is such a long distance between you two that there is no need to worry about him. To have him so close, you will feel uncomfortable. To see him in your child will be difficult, because the child sometimes is naughty and the child sometimes drives you nuts. How can you see God in him? How can you see the God in your woman who is constantly nagging you? How can you see the God in your man who is always angry? No. God has to be somewhere far away. You don't want him to become real. You live with an abstract God. But the abstract God is a dead God. It is only a concept. Let him become flesh. That is the meaning of Kabir. When he says, are you looking for me? I am in the next seat. Your soldier is against mine. Let God be of bones and flesh and blood. Let him be real. We have lived with the unreal God too long. And we have suffered because of this unreal God. Don't divide the world and the other world. That is the meaning of Kabir. He is saying that there is only one world. There are two ways to look at it, but the world is one, the world are not two. There is no other world than this. This is the only world there is. This is that. The other world is contained in this world. But there are two attitudes. You can see this world just from the outside, then it is material. Then it is mundane, profane. If you look it from the inside, then it is sacred, holy. Then you don't divide God and His creation. Then He is in the creation. Then He is the creation. He is the creative energy. This is a great jump into understanding, to conceive God as real human beings, beasts, birds, trees, rocks. Bring your God to the earth. You have exiled Him in heaven. And then you go on crying. How to find Him? You have thrown Him away. You have debarred Him. You don't allow Him to enter into your earth and your earthly existence. Open your doors. Drop your wrong conceptions that God is somehow otherworldly. Let Him become flesh. That is the meaning of God coming to earth in Krishna, in Christ, in Buddha. Whenever somebody has understood it, he has become a symbol of God on the earth. He has become a God-man. Christians missed the mystery of Christ. They forgot the whole message contained in the metaphor. Christ is a metaphor. That if you know, God walks on the earth, drinks with you, eats with you, holds your hands, hugs you. People who lived with Jesus, even they were not very accepting of the phenomenon. They were also very much doubtful. Is Jesus God? Is He really the Son of God? They knew perfectly well that He is the son of the carpenter Joseph and Mary. They knew perfectly well He is born out of the womb of a woman, an earthly womb. How He can be God? He is just like us. Not at all different. How He can be the Son of God? They were waiting for a Messiah who will come from the clouds. And this man comes from the womb as everybody else comes. He will come sitting on the clouds, the real Messiah. He will not have the body, this rotten physical body. He will have a spiritual body of light. It will not have any weight. He will not have blood and bones. He will not be flesh. Then they will accept. But whenever God comes, he comes in flesh. And he is always rejected. It is not surprising that the people rejected Jesus. Even his own disciples were doubtful. They had all abandoned him in the last moment. Kabir is declaring that God is found in flesh. He is as real as you are. Your shoulder is against mine. You will not find me in stupas. Don't waste your time. Don't go in search for sacred places, nor in Indian shrine rooms, nor in the synagogue, nor in cathedrals, nor in masses, nor in kirtans, nor in legs twisting around the neck. Kabir says, you can go on practicing yoga for lives, and you will not find him. Of course, yoga will give you a better health, that is another matter. That has nothing to do with God. Yoga may help you to live longer. That is another matter. What that has to do with God? And you can go to the temples and the mosques and the churches, and they will give you comfort and consolation. But consolation is not going to help either. In fact, that will be destructive. Because all consolation hinders your intensity to seek and search. The temples are pseudo places. As substitutes they have been created. So people can have cheap religion. Nobody wants to risk. Nobody wants to pay the price. People want some cheap religion available to them. So whenever they feel a hunger for God, they can go to the temple and to the priest and can have a consolation that, yes, I have done something. That simply puts the fire of their search out. It puts the fire off. All consolations destroy your urge to search. What is the point when you can find so cheaply? All consolations have to be taken away from you. That is the revolution of Kabir. Destroy all consolations. And your so-called religion is nothing but a consolation. When there is no consolation, you will have to search. It will become a continuous urge in you. The fire will grow and grow, and it will afflame your being. Nor you can find him in eating nothing but vegetables. Now these are all stupid things. But people are stupid. And they want something very mediocre to believe in. Now there are people who think that if you go on eating vegetables, just vegetables and nothing else, you will attain to God. And I am not saying that to be a vegetarian is bad. It is good. That is not what Kabir means. He says it is irrelevant. To be a vegetarian is good. More human. More aesthetic. But it has nothing to do with the search for God. And if you think that this is enough, then your very idea will become a barrier. Then you will be complacent. Then you will sit in your home eating your vegetables and you will think all that can be done, I am doing. But you can go on eating vegetables and you can go on vegetating. That is not going to help. And remember again, Kabir is not saying that vegetarianism is not good. He was a vegetarian. But these are irrelevant points. You can do yoga exercise, you can be a vegetarian, good, but nothing to do with God as such. And if you think this is enough, more than enough that one can do, then you are stuck. Then you will not move. Then there will be no revolution in your life. You will live in misery and you will die in misery. And God was so close by. And just a touch, just one experience, one glimpse would have transformed you to utter joy. When you look for me, you will find me instantly. Kabir says, when you look for me, when there is the intention, the desire, the utter desire to know, when you are ready to stake all for the desire, that is the meaning of when you look for me, you will find me instantly. Not even a single moment you have to wait. Because God is not far away, so there is no need for any time to elapse. You are not to journey to Him. You have just to be awake. And your great intensity for search will make you awake. Have you ever tried a simple experiment? You want to get up early in the morning, 5 o'clock. And in the night when you go to sleep, you simply make a deep desire. You put a seed in your being that at 5 o'clock I am going to be awake. Nothing is going to hinder me. I will suddenly find myself awake. If you have not tried it, try. And you will be surprised. Just a deep desire to be awake at 5. And at 5 you will find you are awake. Your eyes are open. Suddenly sleep disappears. And one more surprise will be waiting for you. That it is exactly 5. The body has a clock inside it. The body has an understanding of time. A very accurate understanding of time. Just the intensity. Just the honesty. The sincerity. The only thing to remember is the sincerity. When you are saying that I will get up at 5, don't be insincere. Don't go on saying underneath, who bothers? This is just an experiment. And it is not going to happen and it is so cold. By the way, just to see whether it happens or not, if these things are there, then it will not happen. You have destroyed it. Trust it and it will happen. And the same is true about your metaphysical sleep. You are asleep, metaphysically. Because you don't know who you are. That is the metaphysical sleep. You don't know what this existence is. That is the metaphysical sleep. If you make an intense, total desire to wake up, you can wake up instantly this moment. It is you who have decided to remain asleep. It is you who can come out of it. Nobody else is responsible for it. And don't go on throwing responsibility on others, because that is what keeps you asleep. If others are responsible for your sleep, then what can you do? When others will change, when they will decide to wake you, then you will wake up. Mind is so cunning. It goes on finding explanations. God is constantly calling you, but He never interferes with your freedom. He respects your freedom. Your freedom is far more valuable than anything else. So if you decide to be asleep, you remain asleep. He goes on calling, but He does not disturb you. He does not come and shake you and shock you. That's why His voice is called the still small voice. He goes on saying in such silent ways that if you want to hear, you will hear. If you don't want to hear, there is no need to hear. When you look for Me, you will find Me instantly. In the poetry of Kabir, in his philosophy, this idea, if you look for Me, is very central. What exactly he means is that the look has not to be lukewarm. You can meet with God only when you are boiling at 100 degrees. Only then you evaporate. Only then the visible meets with the invisible. The earth starts moving in the sky. Only at 100 degrees temperature. 99 it won't do. You will become hot, but you will not evaporate. Total intensity is needed. Totality is needed. All partial efforts are useless. If you are doing partial efforts, it is better not to do. Why waste time? Because it is not going to happen. You could have done something other. Whenever you are total in it, it happens instantly. And when you look for God, the look has to be so total that there is no looker in it. Just as when the dance is total, there is no dancer in it, only dance. When you are listening to Me totally, there is no listener in it, only listening. When I am speaking to you, there is no speaker in it, only speaking. Whenever the dancer is there and the dance, then there is not totality. Then the energy is divided into the dancer and the dance. Then there is a contradiction in it. But whenever the dancer disappears into the dance, it is what meditation is all about. When you are looking for God, be the look and disappear in the look. Just become the eyes and forget everything else. And instantly it is revealed. Thank you.
Burn.
This was Osho Radio for today. You listened to music before the discourse at the beginning by Kailash, Walk with Awareness from his CD The Circle of Life. Then there was Bindu with the crazy song In the Frying Pan from his CD White Man's Burden. And then Nadama playing the piano from his CD Healing Touch, a piece of music called Remembering. After the discourse, you heard a beautiful composition called Dancing Horses from a recorded selection from New Earth Records called Rainbow Bridge. Then there was Narayani from the CD Love is the Fire singing Burning Up. And if you didn't wake up or were intending to wake up after this intense discourse, we now play the song by Mila Repa called Wake Up. Bye-bye, everybody. I hope you liked the program. Come back next time. Take care. And namaste to you all.
Behind, it's time to wake up and chase those clouds away.